Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to remember those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must henceforth be forever cast into the abyss of dead names. In this moment of our remembrance, we prove with our great grief and wailing the sincerity of our noble tolerance. What we once wrongly allowed in the ignorance of white privilege has become the cleansing rite of virtue signaling we use to prove our purity. Join with me now as we remember those we've lost. Arthur. The beloved PBS children's cartoon show, which this week announced would end next year. Although no reason was given, I think we all know exactly why this has been done. Arthur has not been active enough in advocating for social progress, thus forfeiting his right to be on the air. Yes, it's true. Arthur led the way on inclusion for autistic children and gay marriage for teachers, but when was the last time you heard Arthur making news for inclusivity? Where has he been on transgender aardvarks? Where has he been on justice for Harambe? Did he wear a pink knit hat to a women's rights march? And did he even speak out against the Washington Redskins or Kevin Spacey? No, brethren! His silence has been deafening. And as the 42nd edition of the Annals of Activism teach us, if you're not pushing the envelope, you're protecting the status quo, and will be treated accordingly as an enemy of the people. Sobering words, friends. Sobering words for us all. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
Bikini bottoms on female athletes. After the Norwegian women's beach handball team decided to wear elastic bike shorts rather than the required bikini brief bottoms mandated by the misogynists who oversee the International Handball Federation. When the very sensible women broke the uniform rules, they were fined and called embarrassing by their sexist pig of a teacher for doing nothing more than wanting to be treated as athletes rather than sex objects. Also, my apologies to pigs for dragging them into this metaphor without their consent. We applaud the Norwegian women for reminding us that clothing mandates are a relic of the patriarchy, and that under all circumstances, men and women should dress the same, since there is no real difference between them. But as is often the case, we call on sport leaders of the world to do more. In order to overcome the systemic sexism of sports attire over the last century, we demand uniform reparations, under which male athletes shall be required to dress as females and vice versa for a period equal to 100 years. Let's see how the male ice skaters like wearing skirts and pantyhose. Let's see how the male swimmers like performing in a one-piece bodysuit. And of course, the moment of equality we have long awaited, to see the male volleyball players in bun huggers, just as God intended. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
And finally, a moment of praise for the baseball team from Cleveland for their socially conscious decision to transition from that horrendous name Indians to the far more palatable Guardians. Yes, again, we want to praise the eradication of references to Native Americans in sports, even positive ones. For, as we all learned in grad school, indigenous peoples are not to be admired for anything because of the othering of such treatment. Now we can finally begin the real push to right 5 centuries of racism in this country. Finally, children can be taught to play cowboys and guardians. Finally, they can be taught not to be guardian givers. Finally, we have the backing we need to permanently remove the Lone Ranger from all syndication, and at long last, we can move to make Guardianopolis the capital of Guardiana. But yet, dear friends, we see another storm cloud on the horizon, not to be mistaken for a smoke signal, by the way. There is an entire country of 1.4 billion people who still insist on using this abominably racist term. Yes, in order to stop making the natives of our American continent feel awkward, we must force the natives of South Asia to abandon the country name of India in favor of the more neutral term, Guardian Land, a place nestled close to the Guardian Ocean. Why should they change to help us? Why should they not want to? Is it so much to ask a billion people to stop using a term that victims in another part of the world find offensive? I think not. Justice is justice, no matter how small the benefit or how large the cost. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
We're no stranger to rain.
And now, with these cleansing rites performed, may we all go forth in loving tolerance and microaggress no more. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!